You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. The state-by-state tally is out, and we can now tell you that 3.2 million people signed up for unemployment benefits in the last week. Only in a COVID economy would that be considered an improvement. Let's get the expertise of the chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton, Diane Swonk. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, so the new data today, terrible again, but less than previous weeks. That suggests maybe a peak in these unemployment filings?
Well, the week that we looked at, May 2nd, that included some of the very beginning of people being called back to work with the PPP, those payroll protection plan loans, in that week. And so we could be starting to see the very initial impact of that. Of course, they only include 8 weeks of pay, so we'll see how that plays out in May.
All right. Tomorrow is the official unemployment rate for the month of April. You're thinking something maybe near 17%?
Yeah, it's devastating, and that's going to understate the actual number of unemployed, because many people actually, when they're unemployed, don't get classified as unemployed if they're not looking for a job. And in fact, the numbers were never meant to reflect an economy that was in lockdown and who looks for a job when the economy is in lockdown. And so I think it will include many people. It's a five-week survey, and it will include many people who haven't looked for a job in the last 5 weeks. You'll also see a loss in people participating in the labor force, particularly among parents that are home taking care of children, because without schools open, they don't have daycare, and they literally can't return to work. This is going to be one of the hardest nuts to crack as we try to reopen the economy, is the number of people who don't have any place to have their kids go in a socially distancing environment.
And I hear your point. They might have told surveyors, I'm no longer looking for work, therefore they're not part of the labor force, therefore they wouldn't show up in the standard unemployment rate.
Exactly, which is why we have other measures of unemployment, and they're really popular looking at. They're called the U6 instead of the U3, and it includes some of these workers. And it's really important to look at the difference between the two. That number could come close to 25%, certainly over 20%. And that's really important because it's a stress measure of unemployment in the U.S. economy. It includes workers forced to go part-time instead of full-time just because their hours were reduced. Many workers that were salaried workers are now getting their hours reduced. This is really important right now because those numbers were now in Depression-era level unemployment rates.
Diane Swonk at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton, the chief economist there. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.